Your North Iowa news continues on KCHA. A Cresco man accused of sexually assaulting a female victim while holding her captive will get a new trial date after waiving his right to a speedy trial. Court documents allege 44-year-old Bjorn Luster sexually assaulted the victim, restrained her with duct tape and zip ties, threatened to kill her, and put a muzzleloader gun to her head on May 5th. He has pleaded not guilty to charges of first-degree kidnapping, second-degree sexual abuse, and possession of incendiary devices by a habitual offender. Luster's trial was scheduled to start yesterday, but on Tuesday he waived his right to a speedy trial, although no new trial date has yet been established. Last week, Luster's request for bond reduction was denied, and he remains in the Howard County Jail with bail of $250,000 cash or surety bond. He offered $25,000 and his home as payment for his pretrial release, but that was rejected, and yesterday he filed an appeal on that ruling. He also filed a request to have his current attorney disqualified, claiming infrequent contact and that counsel has not shown him any of the evidence against him. In late May, Luster made similar claims against his first attorney. That relationship ended, and his latest legal counsel was assigned in early June. A Northeast Iowa man is facing multiple child endangerment charges after he was arrested for driving under the influence. The Fayette County Sheriff's Office says they received a report Sunday night of a driver with alcohol on his breath and children inside his vehicle. A deputy later stopped a vehicle for a traffic violation in Maynard and determined that 34-year-old Sergio Valdez of Olwine was operating the vehicle while intoxicated. According to the criminal complaints, there were four children, 10 years old and younger, inside the vehicle. Authorities say Valdez admitted to drinking alcohol earlier in the day, and an open container was found inside the vehicle. He was also driving with a suspended license. Valdez was arrested for OWI after field sobriety tests showed signs he was under the influence. At the Fayette County Jail, his BAC measured 0.125%, 1.5 times the legal limit of 0.08% BAC. He was subsequently charged with 4 counts of child endangerment. A fourth suspect has pleaded guilty in a Northeast Iowa prostitution operation. The Winnesee County Sheriff's Office arrested 49-year-old Bradley Camus of Fort Atkinson in May on 3 counts of prostitution, and his trial was set for September 20th. However, on Tuesday, Camus pleaded guilty, acknowledging that he paid 3 different women for sex in his residence in January. According to court documents, his plea deal includes the understanding he could get a 2-year suspended sentence for each count with supervised probation to run concurrently, plus fines. No sentencing date has been set. All 3 women Camus paid to have sex with have pleaded guilty to prostitution charges. 38-year-old Ashley Rochford and 29-year-old Nicole Burgess, both of Olwine, plus 38-year-old Kaylee Harding of Aurora, each received 2 years probation in order to pay fines. 52-year-old Trent Fitzpatrick of Olwine was also arrested as part of the original January investigation. He has pleaded not guilty to pimping, a Class D felony, and is scheduled for trial September 20th in Winnesee County District Court. A Northeast Iowa man and woman are each facing over a half dozen animal neglect charges. Olwine police say an investigation resulted in the arrests of 38-year-old Amanda Stegel and 35-year-old Douglas Clark, both of Olwine, shortly after 10:30 Saturday night. They were wanted on Fayette County warrants, charging them each with 4 counts of animal neglect and 3 counts of animal abandonment. According to court documents, Stegel and Clark allegedly moved out of a residence at 1050 First Avenue Southwest in Olwine, forcing care of 4 dogs and 3 cats on Stegel's children, including her son, who claimed his mother said she would return for the animals but never did. Police say they were contacted by Stegel on July 6th, saying she would get the animals by July 7th. On July 22nd, authorities received an animal neglect call to the same residence when the son told authorities that Stegel and Clark do not take care of the animals and they had abandoned them. There was also no food left for the animals and water service to the residents had been turned off. Inside, urine and feces were found throughout the house, including covering the floor of a dog room. The dog showed signs of dehydration, with 2 dogs malnourished and very skinny, and 2 others with significant skin issues, including balding and scabbing. The 3 cats were left outside to fend for themselves, with no shelter, food, water, or health care. Over 2 years after causing an accidental death of another man during a fight, a North Iowa man has been sentenced for his role in the altercation. According to court records, the Kossuth County Sheriff's Office says there was a fight between Robert Laverty and Casey Tobin in Sway City on April 3, 2021. Tobin first punched Laverty, who responded by hitting Tobin in the face. Tobin then fell, hit his head on the pavement, and eventually died from his injuries. In May, Laverty, now 53, pleaded guilty to involuntary manslaughter by reckless act. Yesterday, he was sentenced up to 2 years in prison with credit for time served. Laverty must also pay an $855 fine and almost $22,000 in restitution to the Crime Victims Compensation Program. The Osage Police Department has issued a scam alert. An OPD Facebook post reads, "We have had two incidents reported to us in the last month that are very similar and wanted to warn our residents of a common scam that has occurred throughout Iowa. It involves occupants of a vehicle, usually from out of the state, claiming they need money for gas or baby supplies and frequently have children with them and attempted to sell or give the individual fake jewelry in exchange for cash. Citizens are advised to be aware of your surroundings and if a situation seems suspicious, contact authorities." A week from tonight, Nashville Plainfield opens the high school football season at Postville. Follow the Huskies' action on 95.9 KCHA, pregame at 6:30, kickoff at 7. I'm Mark Pitts reporting. That's your North Iowa News on KCHA, also available online at kchanews.com.